Why would UFOs come to Earth? In case there might be one person who is interested in UFOs who doesn't know, the US government has released the three UFO videos from the Nimitz event. Yes, they were already released but not by a governmental agency. Why would the government re-release them? One thought is to give them validity. If this is the case, is the government actually admitting to the fact there are UFOs flying in our skies and our military forces have come across them? It would seem so. Why would the government want to admit to this when they have steadfastly refused to admit UFOs are here in our skies? First of all, we have to realize they are not saying they're alien machines, they're only admitting to the fact US Navy pilots came across them. Secondly, there is another theory out there which states they were caught flat-footed since everybody already knew the film was official, so what better time to admit to this than during a pandemic when most people are not paying attention? The United States government has refused in the past to admit UFOs exist. Many people like myself feel they should have admitted to this fact a long time ago. The rationale for not admitting could be for a couple of different reasons. It could have been because a famous think tank back many years ago said if we admitted to UFOs being alien in our skies, it would destroy society. Some investigators have said the reason is clear: people would think we cannot protect ourselves from these aliens since they are so much more advanced than we are. Then there are those who said we would have to admit the UFOs were ours but coming from a distant future, and this would also disrupt society. No matter which reason prevented us from admitting there were UFOs in our skies, the fact is it has been going on for thousands of years and it is about time people realize they are really there. If the UFOs are piloted by aliens, or by future humans who want to correct some of the mistakes we have made which have affected them, neither scenario seems to indicate an attack because it would have taken place a lot longer ago. If we give this some thought, we can see it would have been easier to conquer us before we acquired the technology we are using today. As time goes by, it gets harder to conquer us since we become even more advanced. There are those who claim we have much more advanced technology and it is being kept secret. If this is true, we may be able to defend ourselves much better than any of us know. The question is, why would aliens even want to bother with the Earth? I think there are several reasons why. The first one which comes to mind is they could somehow be related to us or have a very similar biology, even if they don't look exactly the same as we do. It is almost like asking the question, why did humans want to go into places that were dangerous and had hidden indigenous people? Mainly we did it because we were curious, and some of us may have thought there might be treasure to be had. Could there be something very precious on this planet which we have yet to advance to a state where we would even know about it? In the future we could be using resources from the planet which we have no use for now and lack information to realize how valuable they are. When we see a UFO, we have no way of knowing whether it is being piloted by a living being or it is a drone. Scientists on Earth are finding more and more uses for drones, and we are rapidly advancing in this area, so it would be foolish to think if aliens are behind UFOs, they have no knowledge of drones. Their drones would probably be far superior to anything we could think up. It could turn out both alien pilots and mechanical drones are flying through our skies. When we see a craft performing maneuvers which would crush us if we were in the cockpit, it might be because there is no being in that craft and the computer is flying it. We assume the aliens were able to build craft which had some kind of damper system allowing them to make these maneuvers which are deadly at the humans, but we could be wrong about this for a couple of different reasons. As I previously said, the craft doing these maneuvers might all be drones. Another reason might be the beings. If they are flying the craft performing these maneuvers, they might have a different tolerance than we do, and maneuvers like this have no effect on them. Of course, they could have that mysterious dampening system which would defeat the force of gravity. On the other hand, if aliens are coming to our planet, they might be coming here to observe how we advance. It could be some sort of scientific project. It could be taking place the same way we observe animals on our own planet and how they live. We really don't know how aliens would feel about us and where we rate on the scale of intelligence in the universe. I have never heard any scientist examine this subject, probably because there is nothing to compare our intelligence to we know of yet. We might be very disappointed if there was, because we might find out we are not as smart as we thought compared to other alien races. Look at some of the things we do. We constantly declare war on other humans, we don't do enough to help our fellow man when they're in trouble, and we don't try very hard to reform people after they commit crimes. As races go, it could turn out we are one of the most selfish. There could be a different reason why aliens would be interested in us, and it might be because life, intelligent life, is very rare in the universe. We won't know if that is true unless we get our space exploration program going in a meaningful way. If intelligent life is rare, there would probably be many races who would like to observe it as it evolves, and this would explain the reason for so many UFOs in our skies, because even if life only exists on one planet in the galaxy, there are billions of galaxies, and some of them probably have life in them which is far more advanced than we are.